Yeah. So, Eddie, how are you? I'd like to make a real Machiavellian medicine with you. You got a minute? Yeah. Now, let me tell you, I've been in touch with Les, you know, Les. Yeah. And here's the situation. We got in Allen, put his feet in fire, and we got in. I had made a promise. I also got in Mansfield along with Scott, and I didn't do any good at all. He didn't work for the man. I mean, I don't think he is for him, but that's the way Mike believed. You and I know Mike. All right, here's the situation. I told everybody flatly that you would not go to conference. Now, I held that over their head and so forth, and I've got all this here today. Now, let me say it. If worse comes to worse, here's where the Machiavelli. If worse, I want you to stick right to your line. If worse comes to worse, and if they sink this dam, then you and I have just got to sit down, you and I, maybe less nonsense. We just got to sit down and decide how the devil we want to get some way that we can only keep that focus. The only thing that's come that they've come up with around, that I heard around here, well, then we'll have to go all out to the volunteer army. Well, now, maybe you know damn well the volunteer army isn't going to work right now. You agree? Yeah. Well, I know you know it anyway, but you see what I mean is that you and I are talking, we understand each other. But on this thing, what I'm really saying to you is that when they come to you, if this vote goes wrong, they come to you afterwards, I'd like for you to say, well, I'm not going to comment when I talk to the president about it. Would you do that? I want you to say that publicly. No, I mean know that the press will come to you right after this vote. And I want you to say, I want to talk to the president. And because look, we've got the national, look, let me tell you this. We've got some things coming up with the Russians that are very important. We've got some things, the whole NATO thing is important, you know, keeping those guys up to the mark. We've dropped the grip. That needless to say, what will happen in the rest of the world. Vietnam, fortunately, is despite all their whimpering around or others about over, but if the United States doesn't have the draft, the United States can just kiss world leadership goodbye. You know, right? So if you could say to them, because otherwise they'll come to you, that what they love to say, and I think it'd be a world headline, but they love to say, the Senate laid this on the table, and Congressman Hebert said the draft is fake. See, that's what they want to say. We must not have that be the lead. 24 hours. So what I'd like for you to say, if you would, and then what I'd like to do is, you have confidence in the Harris, don't you? Well, you and Les and I, should we be the three to talk about it, or do you want, or should we have and John Sanders? How about Margaret? Is she all right? She made a fine speech there yesterday. All right. Yeah. So, I understand. I'm not as changed that, but yeah. I think what has to happen is that I think you and I and Les and John have simply got to work out some way. We may have to compromise in some way that we get the damn draft extended. And that means in other words, we work out in advance what we'll agree to and what will get the votes. Don't you think it's just cold-blooded as that? Yeah. And incidentally, you've played it just right. You've got their feet to the fire. But what I mean is, if the vote goes wrong, I just think to have a 24-hour headline and the fact the draft is over would just be a hell of a thing. And I think if you could just tell the boys, you say to the paragraph, you say, look, the national security is involved here, and I'm not going to comment on this until I talk to the president about peace. Yet, you say that, and incidentally, if you would fill in, don't tell John Stennis, I don't want to tell the Senate that we want to keep their feet to the fire, but tell Les, in the greatest confidence, and tell him that you can continue to play the harder game, but then there comes a point, it's the harder game that works, but we have to work out another game. You understand that, Jim? I understand that. Oh, the owl thing? No, I understand that. Yeah, no, it isn't that that I'm asking, what we really are gonna have. We probably gotta do some tangly-tang on that damn Mansfield thing. And that is, I don't know, I'm saying purely votes. But I don't know that we can. But I do think that we've gotta sit down and talk about it, because frankly, there's no other way except, frankly, that the grab is now in your hands and mine. And I think you and I just gotta work it out. All right. Yeah. Oh, I see. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Right. What is that? What is it called? Now look, does it have to be that thing? What's it called? Your 71st thing. I'll be there, but now I got a condition. You and I, and Les, and John, I got to work this draft thing out, okay? I'll be there, but I don't give a damn whether it means a lot to me. I'm going to do it on that basis. Well, listen, it's a great day, and I'll be there. And in the meantime, though, Les, you and I, unless we just got to work drafting out, but we won't compromise now. Then, Les, then, Eddie, we got to get down to the votes. And we'll slayer these guys yet. Okay. And I tell Les to say the same thing to you, sir. And tell him, Grace, tell him, don't say a word, however, to the Senate votes, because we might still win the vote. It's very tough, but we might win the vote. Yeah. Okay, well. No. Yeah. Yeah. Filibuster. Yeah. God damn, you know that senator got something.
I don't think we can give them anything. We shouldn't even give them what we
have, you understand, I'm talking to cold politics here, of the vote. If we can get the vote one way or another, these sons of bitches are gonna sink the draft, that would see. You gotta have the draft, but it's far more important to Vietnam, the draft is.
But I think we get all of it. No, I don't think we can get it all without it, but I also think this president is really, really not the doctor.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, but.
We're not gonna leave it at that.
That is gonna be the objective consequence of where you're going. Not where you are going, but where they're being driven by these guys in the Senate. And therefore, what I wanted to propose is when they raise this deadline to see whether you couldn't just say, you're not gonna play that deadline yet. Everybody knows you're getting out. Everybody knows you're trying to resist dignity and getting to prison. That the people who are constantly putting forward these propositions have to ask whether they want to bear the responsibility for in fact delaying, you know, and turning the country into the communist, that you put your own record before the public at the appropriate time. Then it will be seen that you have left no stone unturned, but you're not getting into the tactics of every single situation.
All right, now let's pose a specific thing comes up about the first issue. The deadline, that's what I wanna do. I'm gonna slip off
on the way I do. No, if they had, you wouldn't be as if they'd allow it.
I think that we'll put the whole record out and it will show.
And then the American public can choose who
right. And it will demonstrate beyond any question. Before it comes to the enemy,
and as was said, for nothing except communizing the country. That the people who are constantly pressing on and trying to say, we do not want to negotiate with Americans, we want to deal with them.
They raised this question about that line that I thought of is very powerful. All right, now, if you go down that road, we will have to cut off aid to 2/3 of the 90 countries in the world which we're getting into. Just let these factors talk about how long they have those goddamn aids in Africa. Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. You couldn't be more right. That's State Department, some of them should prepare that. I'll bet you that the number of countries is smaller than that, where there is a president or a prime minister who holds his office as a result last time of a contested election. That's my point.
I'm going to check that.
No. For today, it isn't necessary. 2/3 is a big enough number. But I don't want to go down country. Let me put it this way. Country by country, take the third they say or that. And I want to know, who do they run again, and how much do they win by? Now, you know, take those three. I want to put this goddamn State Department to the store on this.
It's inconceivable to me that there are 31 countries that we're giving aid to.
That have elections.
That have
prime ministers or presidents who are there as a result of a contested election in the Free Democratic Justice. Now, ooh, as I told Hay yesterday, I said, Al, what about Latin America? All right, I said, let's start it. We don't have much aid in Mexico, we have some.
No.
I said, but Mexico doesn't have a president elected by every Democratic election. They don't have opposition parties. He said, what about Colombia? They exchange presidents there every 5 years. They have no contest. All you've got is Venezuela. Sure. And everybody else is in there as a result of a coup d'etat or something else, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Now why don't we just start with some of that?
And she'll never have a pre-election again in Chile.
Now I intend to play an awful hard time in the life of Vietnam. That's the only thing you can do. I'm just trying to think of any way we can stick it on the POW issue because I know that's going to come up with these wise governments of town. See, I see only, but their deadlines and all the rest will kill them. But these emotional, and you know, I say emotional, I feel so sorry for them. God damn. These sons of bitches that are playing on them are the worst. These clippers and the rest ought to be strung under their balls.
Oh,
it is unbelievable.
These bastards who got us in and whose only worry now is not for us to get out, because you know they're getting out, but for in order to deprive you of the credit of getting our little indignity on the country and domestic travail, because these radicals are going to be running around this country saying 40,000 Americans were murdered by
well, you know, we can still make it.
I know we can make it.
I'm pretty good. I think that I'm convinced of. I know there's one thing I want to just think of today. Where Zombie is apparently quite successful in that out-of-court operation. And they pointed out that this is one of the evidence of Laos and the flood. That they may be 6 months to a year behind.
They may be.
They may be not damn close to the breaking point.
If they are convinced that you are going to back now, I think they're going to come back to where they were in July. But now they are going to try to play 2 months of this game. And then we have no patriots left in the U.S. Senate.
The POW is going to be negotiating every year. Every time we bring up the deal, I realize that we can't be saved. They always come back with a formula which finally ends up with we will settle for nothing except turning the country over to Congo. But if their POW deadline to turn the country over to Congo, is that what you'd like to say?
That's what I would say, but I would also try to attack the people who keep setting artificial deadlines here. I have found, of course, I don't have your responsibility, but I have found that the press, Roland Evans was in this morning, and she said, what about this master? What about this? And after a while, I said, God damn it, you know, Roland, that they all know that the president's getting out. You know it. And that all they're trying to do is steal some cheap headlines. And they don't care about the dignity of this country anymore. He said, why didn't the president ever say that? Well, he wouldn't defend it necessarily.
Yeah, I was very concerned about that. Okay, but everything over here, I think.
I'd say that it looks pretty, but I think it's very favorable.
Do you think? All the time. Again, all the time.
It probably has a lot of things for it. It's mostly a domestic policy, so I don't know. Soviet thing coming up. this question on Monday, then, I mean, we've got the announcement, that, so we, we'll take a somewhat aggressive line on the deadline issue, because they'll nitpick you to death. I always tell the press, I don't go into it, we won't give it away. But it's a messy situation, we would accept it, or it's a whole situation. We've seen the reaction to the attic, and it's
unbelievable.
When town bigger sides with a convict.
Yeah.
That doesn't become socially unacceptable.
No.
My God, well, you start lionizing. For Christ's sake, who the hell killed that? Who threw the man out the window?
A guy threw him out the window.
Who held 30 of them hostage? What the hell is Rockefeller gonna do? Too bad that some of the guards were shot across it. What the hell would you do? And the idea that he should have gone to the prison, now, that's a second guessing thing.
Well, the Rockefeller said it's the best company, it's the next. I still say that I'm for the president, that every avenue has been explored.
I wish I was supporting Tom, taking a hard line.
I think people,
whether it's real or not, people like to see their president standing behind the back of the truck. You know, like my call to Trudeau. I was in the second day, there was some poor stuff where a guy took a tough line and they killed a couple of hustlers, but I called them. I'm not reminded of the person that they had ever answered.
Did I call them? I remind Dr. Kevin that he didn't vote for him, that he didn't vote for him, that he didn't vote for him.
And you're cool with that. Interesting thing with the whether there's a book coming out on the media, or the television program. Jim Keel, which is very funny, he went down to Vanderbilt and looked at the cover of the book. You know, we all bought them bad, terribly bad. He says, I can't tell you this. I sit down and look at the Cambodian country in Africa. That it was 10 times as bad as Henry thought, as I thought, as any of us thought. These was unbelievable. He says, they were hysterical. They were saying they had heard the Chinese are going to march in. It was unbelievable that the media really unbelievably bad.
And they do it on everything. They do it. And CBS is to the rest of them. They do it on Cambodia, they do it on Laos. They pour them out with these little sneers. This is, of course, what you don't catch when you read the transcripts. I think on Vietnam now, I will take a fighting stance rather than a defensive stance. Order of a pound dollars. I just say we've done everything we can. We'll put our records before the public. And those who are forcing us will have a lot to answer for. Something like that. Otherwise, they'll just batter us from pillar to post. And our own government is going to start leaking like crazy again.
There will be silence that. I'm not going to see you. I'm going to be coming to the show.